Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. A Sunday school teacher had just concluded her lesson and wanted to make sure that she made her point. So she said, "Can anyone tell me what you must do before you can obtain forgiveness of sin?" There was a short pause, and then from the back of the room, this one small boy spoke up. He said, "Sin? See, that is what we need to do to receive forgiveness, is we need to sin, and that's something that we do quite often. Today we're going to look at forgiveness and talk about that, because it's something essential to us as Christians and the church. It's something that goes hand in hand when we talk about God's love for us. How do we know he loves us? Well, he forgave us. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, to cancel our debt, to forgive. We often start our service with confession and absolution, a proclamation of God's forgiveness. Often we have the Lord's Supper, where we eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, and the bread and the wine, and in doing so, we receive again God's complete and total forgiveness. And that's good stuff. Every time we gather and worship, we highlight forgiveness. Now, forgiveness, though, is a hard thing for us as a culture. See, by nature, we are not always forgiving people. No, we live in a vindictive society. The concept of forgiveness, it kind of goes against the grain of who we are as a human being. You see, when we're wrong, when we're hurt, when someone sins against us, our natural inclination is we want our pound of flesh. We want to dish out some punishment. We want vengeance. We feel entitled to that. So we lash out. Forgiveness is a hard thing. It's something that we desperately want from God. It's something we know we need because we're sinners. We have that. We have that part down. We know forgiveness is essential for life. And yet sometimes forgiveness is something that we don't want to give away. We want it for ourselves, but we don't want to give it to someone else. Now, before I talk about the parable today, I want to make sure that we've got something clear. You know, today we're talking about the Christian responsibility to forgive. And in our readings today, Jesus says that we do that. Now, keep this in mind, because this is different from our responsibility to declare forgiveness, to give an absolution. You declare forgiveness to those who repent, to those who come and say they're sorry. I want you to listen to what God says about our responsibility to forgive. This is our reading again. "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and he had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and told the master everything that had happened. When the master then called the servant in, 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how your heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." Here ends the gospel. Really, here ends the gospel. There's probably not a more troubling verse in the whole Bible than this. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." So the Lutheran question for us is, well, what does this mean? You know, another Lutheran pastor shared a story about his experience at a church in New York. And to be honest, I bet every Lutheran pastor has a story like this. This woman's mother had sinned against her, and I don't know exactly what she had done, but I know it was bad because this woman really struggled. And when the mother died, things were so bad in the family that this daughter didn't even tell her sister that her mother had died. Not until after the funeral. Because she didn't want her dead mother to have the pleasure of having her other daughter there at the funeral. So during the process of doing the funeral, she told the pastor in quite anguished terms of how she refused and continued to refuse to forgive her mother. Well, even if God gave you the power to forgive your mother, you would still refuse? The pastor asked. Yes, even then, she not only didn't forgive her mom, she refused to do so, and she didn't want to do so. And would be upset if God gave her the power to do that. She's really upset. Now, as the pastor began to think through this woman's life, everything kind of fell into place. See, her blood pressure was through the roof. She was demanding of her children and of her husband, and not just every day at request and demanding, but she's big time demanding. She was almost never happy or content. And the more that he thought about it, the more of a wreck he realized that she was. And it dawned on him, Jesus had forgiven her all of her sins. But she had not experienced that. She didn't experience that forgiveness of Jesus. She was living a nightmare. She was trapped in her sin, and she was the living embodiment of these words of Jesus. She wouldn't forgive. In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. Isn't that what happens? We refuse to forgive. When we're hurt by someone, we stew over it, we chew on it, we play it over, that hurt over and over and over in our heads, and then we feel worse. And this is a sad thing. We were wronged, right? We were sinned against, we were hurt, but in our refusal to forgive, in our refusal to let go, that wrong, big or little, grows and grows, and it hurts much worse than when it originally occurred. God, save us from such a fate. How will God save us from that fate? Well, this is how he saves us. In Christ, we're freed from this. As Christians, we forgive. You know, we don't find ourselves in this fate. First, we need to understand what forgiveness is and what it's not. And this is how Jesus describes forgiveness. The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt and let him go. Forgiveness is canceling the debt. It's letting it go. You're not holding on to it. Forgiveness is not demanding repayment, not demanding that last pound of flesh. Forgiveness is saying, God, he's yours. I'm not going to make him pay. And this is a faith thing, to let go. God, you have to figure this out, not me. I'm not saying that the debt isn't owed. What I'm saying is that the forgiveness is not making the person pay. That's a difference. See, maybe this is why we struggle with forgiveness. It's costly. It's freely given, but forgiveness is not free. For us to forgive someone else, we're letting go of any claim we have over someone. We're letting go of the hurt, of the wrong, of the sin. Whatever it is that has happened to us, we say, I'm not going to take this. I'm giving it to God. Forgiveness costs. And isn't that the truth, right? God's forgiveness is freely given, but it wasn't free. It cost Jesus everything for God to forgive us. And he knew the price. And he went to the cross anyway so that we might freely have God's forgiveness. And just like the parable, what we've been given of, you know, is so much more than what someone else owes us. What we have from God is so much more than what someone else might owe us. And if we've been forgiven so much, how can we not extend a sliver of that forgiveness to someone else? You know, I think this is one of the ways we get caught up. Forgiveness does not mean that your friendship is restored with someone. That might happen, might not. Just because we forgive, it doesn't mean everything goes back to how it used to be. Sin destroys relationships. It breaks stuff. And sometimes things don't go back together like they used to. Forgiveness does not involve liking the person that you forgive. You might like them someday. You might not. Forgiveness does not mean you trust the person again. That might happen, might not. But that's not what forgiveness is. Those things go above and beyond forgiveness. Forgiveness is letting go and giving it to God. Now here's the neat thing. See, God forgives us. He cancels the debt that you owe because Jesus paid it for you. And then get this, God incredibly goes beyond the forgiveness that he gives you. He restores you back into that relationship. He welcomes you back into the family. He even likes you, right? God goes beyond all those things. Things not required of us in forgiveness. God does those too for us. And that's God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And that's how much greater God's forgiveness is for us than what we try to do for one another. Now, given this explanation, some people who are initially troubled because they think they can't forgive someone, they say, well, now I understand forgiveness. I guess I can forgive someone. I thought I had to trust them again. I thought I had to enjoy their company again. And that was what I couldn't do. I don't want to hurt the person or wreck their truck. I don't want to wish them any harm. I just don't trust them anymore. But I guess I can forgive. But sometimes there's also that response on the other hand. Someone says, oh, now I understand forgiveness. You know, and I have to tell you, I still can't forgive that person. I want her to pay. She owes me. And you have this burning desire in your soul to make them pay. And you just can't get rid of them. You know, it's eating you up. It's killing you. Some might say, I wish I could forgive, but I can't. Others, like that lady that pastor knew, might say, I don't even want to forgive. If we find ourselves in that spot, I bet we come at least come up with that line. You know, we come up to that point in our life. Scripture says this, change your focus. Spend time focusing not on what is owed to you, but about what you've been owing God and what he's forgiven you. Matthew chapter 18, verse 25. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that they had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. That's what you have. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is hard, but as a Christian, you forgive. Even when your heart is all torn up and your emotions, right, and the reality of it all, you struggle with that. And that's the human side that we struggle with. But instead, we don't focus on what we're owed. That's what's eating away at you. Focus on the jaw-dropping pile of forgiveness that God has already forgiven you. And in a month, or a year, or 5 years, whatever, you might find that your heart has gradually changed toward the person who owes you. You'll wake up one morning and discover that sweet forgiveness. Look at who you are in Jesus. Look at what Jesus has done for you, given to you, and see that if you don't change your heart when you look at someone when they wrong you. In the meantime, you know, I found it a blessing to pray the prayer that a man prayed before. Who brought his son to Jesus to be healed. Jesus told him that if he believed, his son would be healed. And the guy replied, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Lord, I do want to forgive. Help me overcome my unforgivenness. Let's be honest, that's where much of life is lived, right? Between the ideal and the reality. Between the desire to forgive and between the reality of unforgiveness. Between the spirit which is willing and the flesh that is weak. Lord, I want to forgive. Help me. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.